Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner and user of Mint Mobile with a special holiday message. If you sign up now for 3 months, you get 3 months free on every one of our plans, even unlimited. Now, I realize this is more of a holiday offer than it is a holiday message, but if you read between the lines, you can see a message in there. It says we love you. Visit mintmobile.com/switch for the offer.
Limited time new customer offer. Activate within 45 days. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Unlimited customers using more than 40 gigabytes per month will experience lower speeds. Video streams at 480p. See mintmobile.com for details.
Welcome to Blueprint of Faith. My name is Ken Primus. I am your host on this journey into the Word of God, which is also called the Word of Faith. I've been a teacher of the Word for over 30 years. I was a pastor of Abundant Grace Ministries, and now I travel the world teaching the Word of God. According to the Word, without faith, it's impossible to please God. By faith, we understand. The Bible also goes on to say that the just shall live by faith, for we walk by faith and not by sight. By faith we believe that the universe was made. We are justified by faith. Fight the good fight of faith. At this podcast, we're going to talk about what really is faith, how we get it, how do we develop it, how to use it, so that we can receive the 8,810 promises of God, 7,487 of them being promises made by God to His beloved man.
Peace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining me back at this episode of Blueprint of Faith. We have been working and studying the Word of God, looking at how to become creators. We took a journey through the book of Genesis in Genesis chapter 1, basically looking at how the Father had created the universe. And we took principles from that, and we tried to look at the scriptures that are in the Bible that talks about people utilizing those principles and obtaining what they wanted out of life. We looked at the woman at the with the issue of blood. We looked at Jairus. We looked at the centurion soldier. We looked at Jesus. We looked at all these different people. We looked at Abraham. We looked and we saw how these principles were implemented so that we can use those same principles to create. The Bible tells us that we ought to model ourselves after God the Father. Jesus said, whatever I see the Father do, that's what I do. And so it is our goal and our desire to do the same, and so that we can be effective just as Jesus was effective in his ministry. And I had gone through all of that so that you and I, we talked about the principle of speaking. We talked about the principle of seeing, and we talked about the principle of and God made. And we studied the scripture. We went into Mark 11, 23 and 24, where Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe whatsoever things he said, he shall have it. And so we talked about that because the Bible tells us that God the Father said, let there be light, and there was light. And we talked about the fact that how we need to be specific in our asking, and when we ask for something, because the Bible tells us, ask and it shall be given to you. whatever you're asking for. So it demands that you become specific in your requests, because a lot of people say, I'm praying about it, but they're not really praying, they're hoping. And the Bible says, no, you got to pray. And we talked about, if you've been following my podcast, you'll know that we talked about what faith is. We talked about faith being a process, and by that process, that we once we implement that process, we will get that result. And we saw that process was mentioned in the book of Ephesians. It says, "For by grace are you saved through faith. It is a gift of God." That process, the combination of both grace and faith. Faith is our responsibility, and grace is God's responsibility. We talked about the definition of grace, what it means, the divine influence upon the heart, and the benefit that it brings to the believer. And so these are all principles that we've been discussing here at the Blueprint of Faith. And I had brought us to the point that we started to look at the process of creation. And this particular episode is just simply a recap to bring to you guys mind that I know that you're going through a lot of things in your life today. And you and I have the power to create. And it begs us, God is looking for us to do that such thing. The Bible says that we ought to decree a thing. And this is where you talk about speaking and decree a thing. Again, being specific. And once a king decrees something, when someone, we talk about the centurion soldier, when he decreed to his men that this is what he wanted, he said to Jesus Christ, he says, I tell them to do this and to do that, and they do it. And so he understood the principle of decreeing a thing, speaking the word. And once he released the word, he knew that his men understood his authority, and they were obedient to his authority. And he understood that Jesus was the same in when it came to healing and his authority over sickness and disease. And we see that in his life. And the principle of decreeing a thing, of speaking what we want, and expecting it to come to pass. We looked at Abraham's life. And again, we saw in Romans chapter 4, verses 19, that talks about him, how he and both Sarah achieve the promise that God had given to them about the son. Number one, they heard the word. Number two, they believed the word, but they believed that caused them to act. And after that, like as I mentioned to you, it being a process, he became fully persuaded. And in the act of becoming fully persuaded is where you and I, in many times, we lose our way. I have a story that my pastor used to say to me, that many of us start on our journey when we ask and when we decree the thing. And when we don't see the results after we decree the thing, we become frustrated, and we may have been decreeing this. And when you stand praying, Jesus said, believe and you shall receive. And so when we are in that process of believing, that we kind of sometimes walk away from it. We throw our hands up because we do not see the manifestation of what we had decreed several months ago, maybe several weeks ago, maybe several years ago. So we kind of give up. But I remember my pastor would tell me most of the time we are almost halfway there. And we have to make a decision whether you're going to, you're halfway there. You're going to have to go half, you're halfway if you turn back is the same distance as if you continue. And so, there are ways of how to continue. And, we looked at, I've quoted the scripture to you many times, how Abraham got his. And the Bible tells us that Abraham was not weak in faith. He gave glory unto God the Father. And we seem to, this seemed to be the place where a lot of people don't understand. It was right here that he became. And you are, you've prayed about a situation, you've asked God, you've quoted scriptures, but you haven't become. And, you have to become in order to receive it. And the Bible tells us, you see, this, the prophet said, even though the fig tree does not prosper, yet will I praise him. And so we have to learn that the becoming, in the becoming phase, is where praise and worship comes into play. Because why? Because now you're not looking at your ability. Because if you could have done it, you would have done it. And so you now have to transport your ability to God, to believe that he, because Abraham tried it within himself, him and his wife, they cocked up a plan to help God out. And, a son that was born that became a thorn in the flesh. And so, and I will come up with all these crazy plans, and then we have to, God has to come and try and rescue us from it. Because, you know, the Bible tells us that even though we fall and fall, that God is there to rescue us. And so, that's where grace comes in, because we make decisions that are contrary to what he says. And so we find ourselves in this situation. But if you study the Word of God, it talks about worship being a part of warfare. And we see that in the walls of Jericho. Worship is a part of warfare. So don't believe, don't give up. Begin to worship God, because you have to become as Abraham did. You have to become fully persuaded. And at that place of becoming fully persuaded, the Bible said that's the place that you and I will receive our promise. And so what is it you're praying God, asking God for? Is it healing? Is it a job? Is it a promotion at work? What is it that you're asking God for? And once you clarity of what you're asking God for, find the scripture. Because as we talked about this before, the Word of God is powerful. It is when God, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 55:11, it says, when he sends it out to do something, that it will do something. And so he said he sent his word and healed them. And so if it's healing, he said he sent his word. And so where is it? You go into the scripture, Isaiah 53, it talks about by his stripes. First Peter talks about by his stripes we were and we are. And so you have to go and begin to find the scriptures, number one, because we are going to speak that scripture, get the specific scripture. Trust me, there's scripture for everything, for your mind, for, you know, the scripture talks about, for we have the mind of Christ, talks about depression. It talks about all of these diseases that we have and that we have to manage in our life. Loneliness, It talks about all of these things. Whatever it is that you are in that situation, there is a scripture. Find it, because that's the scripture that you're going to bring to God. That's the word that you're going to loose into your current situation. He sent his word and healed them from whatever disease it is, whatever situation it is. It doesn't matter. He sent his word and healed them. And so the word of God is what you're going to let loose into your situation. And then you're going to begin to worship him. You're going to begin to put in the work, as I said, in part of the principles that we talked about. We talked about the confession and the specificity of the confession, is what you're looking for. You get that. And then you be specific with what you say. And once you say it, then you now have to let God's word that he promised that will accomplish the thing that he said. And the Bible tells us that he wants to give us the desires of our heart. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be delivered. He wants these things. It says, if we being good father, if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give us good things? And so the Bible, you saw in Jeremiah where he says, I know the plans that I have to you to prosper you and all those different things. So God wants you healed. He wants you healthy. He wants your mind in alert. He wants you to be delivered from the situation that you're in, because it's at that place that he gets the glory. And so how do we become? And so this is what I'm trying to focus you on in this particular podcast today, because we have learned all the things.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner and user of Mint Mobile, and I am recording this message on my phone. I'm literally on my Mint phone. Why? Because fancy recording studios cost money, and if we spent money on things like that, we couldn't offer you screaming deals. Like, if you sign up now for 3 months, you get 3 months free on every one of your plans, even unlimited. Visit mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time, new customer offer. Activate within 45 days. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Unlimited customers using more than 40 gigabytes per month will experience lower speeds. Video streams at 480p. See mintmobile.com for details.
Things that we needed. We learn about the principles of confession, speaking specific. We talked about seeing it through the eyes of faith, for we talked about being translated from one kingdom into another, and the kingdom of darkness, the sight, the five senses are those that govern in that kingdom. In the kingdom of light, is a different sets of principles, and we see by faith. That's how we see, and that's how we walk. For the just shall live. That's how we live. And so there is a different principle. And so once we begin to exercise these principles, we have to trust God that he is able to do what he said he would do. And that is where Abraham had to come to, and that's where you and I have to come to. We have to come to that place where we become fully persuaded. And I had so much fun talking to you guys about this series. We're going to embark on another series in the coming episodes. But I wanted to circle back, get you guys back on track. Now that you know how to create, you know the Bible says, decree a thing and it shall be established. We're talking about definite article. And so what is the ingredient that he's looking for? He's looking for your faith, your belief system. And how do you gain that? How do you get to the point where you have become fully persuaded? The Bible lays it out. It says that Abraham is the father of faith. It lays it out right there for us to look at in Romans 4:19 and beyond. It lays out what Abraham did. And so if he being the father of faith, let's copy what he did so that we can get the result that he did. And so he became fully persuaded as he worshiped God. And you and I just keep worshiping God. Just keep thanking him, Father. Thank you for bringing, you know, whatever you're asking for. I thank you for it in the name of Jesus Christ. I appreciate what you have done for me, Jesus. And now you begin to thank because Jesus is there before the Father as our high priest, also bringing this before him. And so we have a high priest, the Bible tells us, that is before the Father day and night, talking to him, showing him the blood of Jesus, bringing to him and showing him what he has done and the work that he put in. As I mentioned to you, faith without works is dead. And so begin to put in the work, guys. Begin to put in the work that you need to do. Some of those works that you need to do is worshiping God. Some of those things, don't look at the current situation. Don't look at the natural, because the Bible tells us that Abraham did not consider his body now dead. He nor Sarah did not look at the natural. They didn't let it become their main focus. What they allowed to become their main focus was the word that God had promised them, the word that he had said. He told them that they're going to have a son. They focus on that. The scripture tells us that Abraham did not consider his body now dead, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. And so don't consider your current situation. Don't look at it with the natural eyes. Look at it with the eyes of faith. The Bible tells us that Jesus stood on the cross because he saw what was done before him. He saw it by faith. And so you and I have to do the same things. And I am excited about all the information we have gathered. And we've gathered that and put together so that we can create our new world that you want to make sure that your family experience, make you experience that so that you can become effective and change this world. And so we have a lot of things to do. And I am so excited that you guys come and visit me every week. And it was my pleasure to give you this information because I know I am creating like you. And so we are all wanting to create this new world so that we can manifest the things that God wants us to have, that we can show people and testify to them about who God is and his love for us and what Jesus did and his love for us, the Holy Spirit, and his love for us. And so as we come to a close with our podcast, I want to encourage all of you to not to forget what God has given to us and that he has made you and I creators. The Bible says Jesus, all power was given to him. And then he said to us, he says, now you go. And he turned and he gave it to us. And he expects us to use it to get the things that we need in life. It tells us that our needs are provided, and it is provided by faith. And so we have to, faith becomes the new eye. It becomes your new senses. It becomes all of these things. And you and I must, as I mentioned, put in the work. Must put in the work. What is the work? Praying. What is the work? Worshiping. If you go back and listen to the podcast on grace, I did two podcasts on grace. And grace, I call the behind the scenes stuff. And what do I mean by that? Once you begin to release your words, God's word, God now begins to work. And he begins to work through grace. And he begins to work on you through grace as well, because grace is the divine influence upon the heart and the benefit that it brings to the believer. And so he begins to work on your heart so that you can learn how to continue and so that you can become. And so because you are in this darkness and you have to learn how to become. And so he begins to take grace and work on your heart. He begins to give you the strength. And then if you're asking about something else outside, maybe a position or work, he has to work on their hearts, the hearts of the interviewer, the heart of the HR. He has to work on those people, the process. And so it's the behind the scenes stuff. When we talked about when Moses came to the children of Israel and he said to them, go and ask the Egyptians for jewelry and gold and all these type stuff. And it says that great favor was upon them. What? That grace, that behind the scenes stuff that God now began to work on the hearts of all those Egyptians. But the children of Israel had to put in the work. They had to go and ask. That's what I'm talking about. You and I have to put in the work, for because the scripture tells us faith without works is dead. And so put in the work, guys, so that you can get your results. And, you know, you can change your life. You could testify and let people know what God has done for you. And let them know, and let me know. Send me some emails. You guys have my email. Let me know if these podcasts are blessing you, or you know, talk to me about some of the things that God has done to your life and some of the things that you have created, because I'm excited about that. And my hope is that you will continue, you and I both will continue to grow and become the children that God wants us to become. And we do that as we begin to study the Word of God and seek His face. I would suggest, again, I would tell you to go through this Blueprint of Faith process, series. Go listen to it over and over again, because I actually was trying to follow God's direction on what to say and what to teach. And if you have to go back, that's the beauty about these podcasts. You can go back and get certain principles that you need more input on. You need more information. You need to hear it over and over again. And so the Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word. And so the woman with the issue of blood, she heard, Jairus heard, the centurion soldier heard, everyone heard about this Jesus. And as they began to hear about him, they began to do certain things. They began to put in the work that will help them to get what they need. And so listen to the podcast over and over again. Put on the Bible, listen to it over and over again. If it's, we talk about muttering the word of God, where I remember one exercise I used to do to memorize a scripture that I'm dealing with, a specific thing, was that at nighttime, before I go to bed, I'd make sure that I get into my space and I am coming down, and I would start quoting the scripture over and over and over again, over and over and over again, until I fall asleep. And most of the times when I get up in the morning, that scripture is locked in. And I began to, once it's locked in, guys, that revelation comes. And so you become as Abraham did. You and I have to become. And so it is my hope that you continue in the word, that you begin to grow, and that you become fully persuaded in the things that you're asking God for in your life so that you can create this new world that God has given us the authority and the ability to create. We want to do it in a fashion that is pleasing to our Father so that we can become more effective. Again, I want to thank you for coming by Blueprint of Faith, that you can get a chance to learn more about God the Father. I also have another podcast that I do. It is called Mystery Bible. And Mystery Bible is a little more meaty. I am going through the Bible from Genesis 1 all the way through. We're covering, currently we're talking about the flood. We're talking about the flood from different vantage point. We talked about it from the vantage point of the people outside the ark. We talk about it from the people inside the ark. We talk about it with the animals, because the Bible, the book of Enoch, we talk about certain books that were canons in the Eastern Christianity, as I call it. And then when we brought it over to the Western hemisphere, we began to take some books out that I think hurt us as Christians. And one of those books, several of those books, are the book of Enoch, the book of Jubilee, and the book of Jasher. These books are mentioned in the Bible, and they bring light to different aspects of the stories that we hear in church. And I suggest that you come to Mystery Bible, because we talk about those books and we talk about, it gives us a fuller picture of how and what we study in the Bible. It tells us where evil spirits came from, who they are, how they came about. We go into all the different aspects that we're not able to cover here at Blueprint. I try to keep the subject here pretty simple and focus on the principles of faith. And but at Mystery Bible, we talk about all the other things that we are afraid to talk about in the church. So you can join me there at mysterybible.com. We also have the podcast that you can follow us there. And but I thank you for coming again and visiting at Blueprint. And remember that the Bible tells us that the just shall live by faith, but it also say we shall walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you for coming to Blueprint of Faith. And remember, every child of God overcomes the world, for our faith is the victorious power that triumphs over the world. So be not weary, but imitate them who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. Again, thank you for coming by. Please subscribe, and if you can, support us financially. We deeply appreciate it. You can do this by hitting the heart button. Until next time, invite your family, friends, neighbors, church, study group, and even people you don't like. You can hear us on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Overcast, and many more. Thank you for coming to Blueprint of Faith. And remember, every child of God overcomes the world, for our faith is the victorious power that triumphs over the world. So be not weary, but imitate them who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. Again, thank you for coming. Please subscribe, and if you can, support us financially. We deeply appreciate it. Until next time, invite your family, friends, neighbors, church, study group, and even people you don't like. You can hear us on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Overcast, and many more.